I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghan refugees living in the United States under temporary protected status have 11 days left to self-deport or face fines and forced deportation. Anyone affiliated with the U.S. faces danger in Afghanistan. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says believers fall into a special category. Extremist groups like the Taliban consider following Jesus an especially heinous crime. Yet some believers want to go home despite the risk. Please keep them in your prayers.
There are Afghan Christians who say, I want to be in Afghanistan. I want to serve the Lord there. But the Taliban was able to get many of the records from the previous government, knowing all the information potentially that the Taliban had. What would happen when a Christian person landed at Kabul? What would immigration do?
And a closer look at the weak points and opportunities that come with Iran's exploding church, Dr. Homo Shariat with Iran Alive Ministry says,
just think of it. There is no church in Iran. Very few mature Christians in Iran, pastors, none. So just think of Iran as a family full of children, spiritual children.
Evangelism, then discipleship. That's what Iran Alive works toward. 5,000 students in their online school need mentorship more than their current team can offer. But Shariat says Iran won't remain spiritually open forever.
I want to say it's urgent that we join together to transform Iran, because Iran can be the first Islamic nation that turns to Christ. And I'm serious about it. It is possible if we work together.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ, so this month they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.